The Snow Walker by Margaret Kay and Charles M. Wetterer. For 3 days in March 1888, a blizzard raged throughout the northeastern United States. Snow and ice buried the land from Maine to Maryland. Roads were closed, and hundreds of passenger trains were stuck for days behind huge snowdrifts. Winds, some over 80 miles per hour, cracked windows, tore away fences, roofs, and signs, and toppled trees and utility poles. Thousands of birds fell frozen from bushes and buildings where they had huddled for shelter. Miles of telephone and telegraph wires snapped under the pressure of wind, ice, and snow. Cities and towns, farms and families were cut off from one another. For a time, the government in Washington, D.C., lost all contact with the rest of the country. At sea, violent winds and waves damaged countless boats and sank more than 200 of them. Milton Daub was 12 years old when the storm struck. He and his family lived in the Bronx, a town that had become part of New York City a few years before. At the time, the Bronx had a small business and residential center with miles of fields and farms to the north. The Daub's two-story wooden frame house faced 100...